This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A strike in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights killed at least 12 children and teens and threatens to spark a wider war with Lebanon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The victims in the town of Majdal Shams were from the Druze community, a religious sect which began as an offshoot of Shia Islam. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, yet many still have sympathy for Syria and reject Israeli annexation. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike, but in a rare move, Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. The strikes come on the same day Israel hit a school used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 30 people. Almost half of them, women and children. The new strikes in Israeli-occupied territory has heightened worries that an all-out war could erupt between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States claims it is working on a diplomatic solution, but did blame Hezbollah for the attack, as the rocket was theirs and it originated from their area. The Iran-backed militants continue to deny responsibility. The election in Venezuela on Sunday could change everything. President Nicolas Maduro is up for another six-year term after what many world leaders called an illegitimate election in 2018. Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez said he is ready to defend the votes in the most consequential election in a quarter century of Socialist Party rule. Edmundo spoke after casting his vote in a Caracas polling station, stating the day of reconciliation of all Venezuelans had started. He says, "We trust the armed forces will enforce the people's decision. We will change hate to love." The Western officials call for a fair election after the incumbent's threat of a bloodbath if he loses, which polls suggest is likely. This is VOA News. A flood of political donations are coming in for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, setting record after record. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris headlined a fundraiser this weekend in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Scheduled before Joe Biden dropped out of the race, it was expected to bring in less than $500,000 for Biden. Now Harris's campaign says they've raised $1.4 million in just one night. Her campaign reports $200 million in contributions coming in since Harris decided to run instead of Biden, 66% coming from first-time donors. Also, about 170,000 volunteers have signed up. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers from at least six countries say Chinese diplomats are pressuring them not to attend an annual China-focused summit in Taiwan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Politicians in Bolivia, Colombia, Slovakia, North Macedonia, Bosnia, and one other Asian country that declined to be named told the Associated Press they are getting text calls and urgent requests for meetings that would conflict with their plans to attend the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance Conference and what they describe as efforts to isolate the self-governed island. The IPEC, a group of hundreds of lawmakers from 35 countries concerned about how democracies approach Beijing, is set to start the summit on Monday and has long faced pressure from the Chinese government. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The swimming portion of a practice run for the Olympic triathlon has been canceled because of concerns about water quality in the Seine River. AP correspondent Kate Brumback reports.
The swimming portion of a practice run of the Olympic triathlon was canceled on Sunday because of elevated levels of bacteria in the Seine. Paris city officials said they're confident that the triathletes will be able to swim in the river during the actual competition. The bacteria levels are elevated because of heavy rains on Friday during the opening ceremony and continued rain on Saturday. But city officials said that after similar heavy rain events in the past, the bacteria in the river have returned to acceptable levels within 24 to 48 hours. With no more rain in the forecast, they said they are confident the water quality will be okay and the triathletes will be able to swim in the Seine this week during actual events.
AP correspondent Kate Brumback. Swimming in the Seine River in Paris has been banned for over a century, in large part due to poor water quality. Paris spent 1.4 billion euros to prepare the river ahead of the 2024 Olympics. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA.